People in Seattle's craft brew industry are worried about a giant beer merger. The world's largest beer maker, Anheuser-Busch InBev, is buying the second largest, SAB Miller. That new company would own one in three beers worldwide. That includes everything from Coors to Seattle's own Elysian Brewery. Dick Cantwell is former head brewer and co-founder of Elysian. He left when Anheuser-Busch bought the company earlier this year. Now he's deeply concerned about what this big beer merger could mean for the craft beer industry here in Washington State.
Oh boy, you know, the other side is even bigger than it was.
And what does the merger mean for the craft beer industry in particular?
The main issue really is about distribution and access to market for small brewers. Because not only does Anheuser-Busch own a number of distributors, and they've been picking them up over the last several years, they also, you know, control a great deal of sort of the mind share within the distributors that they are the primary driver behind. And of course, the same could be said for Miller Coors, you know, because traditionally in this country, or at least in the last few decades, most distributors are either Miller houses or they're Bud houses. And now they're both. So what that means is that craft breweries are going to have even a harder time getting access to market through these distributors, because in the last few years, Anheuser-Busch has gradually been sort of discouraging their distributors from carrying craft brands. And one can only think that with this consolidation, that push is going to be that much stronger, and it's going to be even harder for small breweries to get out into the stores and bars where they need to sell their beer.
What else does it mean for craft brewers when it comes to things like access to hops, for example?
Well, one of the good things that came out of the hop crisis of several years ago is that lines of communication were strengthened between small brewers and farmers and brokers. So as long as people still have a dialogue with those people, they're likely going to have access to hops. Craft beer also uses a disproportionate amount of the aroma hops grown in this country. I mean, something like two-thirds of them, even though we have about 12% of the market. So we at least have a voice. We at least have communication open. So as far as raw materials are concerned, I don't think it's that critical. Although, of course, the biggest breweries have the most muscle there, too.
So I'm a small craft brewer. What's it going to mean for me in terms of getting my beer in front of people? Where's that going to be a problem now that it wasn't before?
Well, I think, you know, craft breweries have to play to their strengths. They have to establish relationships with retailers directly. So fortunately, for example, in Washington, we're allowed to self-distribute. So that might be an option that more breweries will be forced to exercise. We're lucky in Washington that Washington has relatively weak franchise law, which means that you're allowed to move between distributors. You have a few more options than you do in some other states. In Texas, for example, if you sign with a distributor, you're pretty much with them for life. And they can choose to sell you or they can choose to sit on you and not sell you. So we're in pretty good shape here. And in fact, our share of the market here is so big that you could even consider that craft breweries are kind of door openers for some of these big market, big brewery distributors, because they might not even be able to get into a lot of bars and restaurants unless they led with some of the craft brands.
How much of this is about craft beer consumers here in Seattle versus craft beer consumers worldwide in other places?
That's a good question, because we have a fairly rarefied market here in the Northwest, California as well, the whole West Coast. You know, this was really where a lot of the craft brewing started. 40% of the market in Seattle is craft beer. It's even higher in Portland. It's over 50. So, you know, this is something that won't necessarily be felt here, but it will most definitely be felt in some of the less developed markets around the country.
How so? What's the goal for Anheuser-Busch?
Well, I think the goal for Anheuser-Busch is world domination, and I mean that literally. You know, other countries, for example, in Australia, when craft breweries started in the late 80s and early 90s, the big brewers there bought them immediately when they were cheap and then developed them as brands under their own aegis. Here, Anheuser-Busch and the other big brewers never took craft beer seriously. And I think they're really kind of kicking themselves that they didn't stomp on us when they might have been able to, or acquire us when they might have been able to more easily, more cheaply. So they are making sure that what happened here, you know, we're now up to 12% market share with all indications that we'll have 20% market share by 2020. the indications here are that they aren't going to let this happen anywhere else in the world. The market they're mostly concerned with right now is China. They want to make sure they don't mess that one up. And they have 85 to 95% market share in many South American countries. They want to sell all the beer in the world.
So how does Seattle and Washington State's craft brew industry fight back against that?
The best way to fight back is to do what we do best very, very well. And that's quality beer. It's the quality of our businesses. It's the quality of our business practices. It's maintaining the conviviality and collegiality of our movement that has been such a strength for it. And it's not chickening out. It's not wilting in the face of all this fire.
In the case of Anheuser-Busch, they bought your former home,
yeah,
Elysian, here in Seattle. And they say, look, we can bring Elysian to the masses. What's your take on that?
Well, my take is that that's true. But, you know, when you talk about Elysian, you have to talk about the two ages of Elysian, when Elysian was part of the craft beer segment, and now it's part of the big beer segment. Elysian now has access to many of the things that the small craft breweries don't have access to.
Why are you so invested in artisanal beer?
Artisanal beer, you know, it's you can put your hands on it. And there's just something really solid and real about it. You know, I'm a geek. You know, I love bodies of specialized information. When I started learning about beer, I was just fascinated by the endless varieties of ways people had made beer through history and through different geographies. And the more I learned, the more I wanted to learn, the more I wanted to emulate and try things. So there's a whole element of putting yourself up against the brewers from history and from other countries. And, you know, this country really right now is the most exciting brewing place in the world.
Dick Cantwell is former head brewer and co-founder of Elysian.